If you go to Christ Church Cathedral in downtown St. Louis this evening, you'll hear the gospel. And then, local performers will stand at the foot of the cathedral's cross and belt out classic blues. It's the second year for the event they call Good Friday Blues. The very Reverend Mike Kinman, he's the dean of the Episcopal Cathedral, says the service is deeply spiritual, and it celebrates the musical heritage of this city, born on the banks of the Mississippi River 250 years ago.
We want people to experience the depth of the passion through music that really is its equal in depth. And it seems it's the perfect St. Louis thing to do, because we have such a rich tradition of the blues here.
The front doors will be open, so music can spill out of the cathedral and onto the street. Organizers have arranged for food trucks to sell refreshments. Kinman says the service commemorating the crucifixion of Jesus Christ will be both joyous and solemn.
If you've ever been at the bedside of someone when they're dying, and that can be somber, but it can also be there is this moment of deep beauty when someone is released into death. That's Good Friday Blues. It is that realness of our life.
Singer Beth Tuttle says she's happy to be a part of the event again this year.
I will be doing a variety of gospel-based blues music with an emphasis on the subject of the day. We're talking about the passion of Jesus Christ on the cross. So the songs will sort of reflect the solemnity and the sorrow, as well as the coming celebration of Resurrection Day or Easter.
Kinman hopes to reach people who might not want to attend traditional church services, but who are looking for a spiritual connection.
We want the cathedral to be a place where people feel they can come and be real. And there ain't no more real music than the blues. The blues just cuts to the heart of the rawest pieces of us. And that's why I think there's no more appropriate music, particularly for Good Friday, than the blues.
Bob Walther of the Kingdom Brothers describes last year's event as uplifting. Kingdom Brothers plays a mixture of blues, gospel, and R&B.
They had people in the audience come up to me last year and said, what is this going to be? Is this a religious service? Is it going to be a concert? It's more of a concert-type setting. Obviously, the music is all themed and geared toward the day.
Tuttle says the blues match the emotional mood of Good Friday.
Blues really brings people together. We all have an element of loneliness and sorrow, and you hear the cry in the voice of the performer. When you hear that cry, you're like, yep, I know that. I know that. I identify with that. And look at all these people around me. So do they.
About 300 people attended Good Friday Blues last year, but Kinman says there's room for plenty more. The service begins at 7 p.m. Doors will open at 6. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.